呢课系品思乐美式英语一嘅第十九课。
Listen to this conversation.
一位先生同佢嘅太太喺一间咖啡室里面，嗰位先生喺度同紧嗰位女服务员讲说话。
Listen.
Good morning. What would you like to have?
My wife would like some tea.
All right. And for you, sir?
I'm going to have some coffee.
Okay. One tea and one coffee.
你记唔记得点样用英文讲快呢个字
？Fast。
用简略式讲，你唔系美国人。
You're not American. Your。
而家讲你太太。
Your wife.Your wife.
你嘅发音似唔似讲解者嘅发音？再讲一次，你太太。
Your wife.
你记唔记得问嘅问题系有关第三者嘅时候，你应该用边个字开头？试下问你太太讲得快唔快？
Does your wife speak fast? Does your wife speak fast?
讲快太快
Yes, too fast.
但是我太太不是在这里。
But my wife isn't here. Isn't.
你记唔记得点样讲五十蚊
$50. $50.
六十蚊
$60. $60.
四十五蚊
$45. $45.
现在只是用提升的声调问六十八蚊
$68.
加强语气讲，那是太贵了，意思是指那六十八蚊。
That's too expensive. That's too expensive.
而家完全唔加强语气咁讲，喺呢度系贵啲。
Here it's more expensive. More expensive.It's more expensive.
讲我会俾你。
I'm going to give you.
我会俾你五十三蚊，记住嗰啲字嘅先后次序。
I'm going to give you $53.
加强语气讲，咁系唔够。
That's not enough。
你应该点样同意佢嘅讲法？但系讲嘅说话系否定嘅。
No, it's not enough. No, it's not enough.
再讲一次，喺呢度系贵啲。
Here it's more expensive。
而家加强语气问， 嗰个系边个？
Who's that? Who's that?
你记唔记得嗰啲字嘅先后次序？而家回答系我先生。
It's my husband. It's my husband.
问下我太太系喺边度？
Where's your wife?
试下讲我太太，我唔知。
My wife? I don't know. My wife? I don't know.
问下嗰位女士，佢先生系喺边度？
Where's your husband? Where's?
讲我先生唔系喺呢度。
My husband isn't here.
佢系喺嗰度。
Listen and repeat.
He is over there. He is. He is over there.
再讲一次，佢系喺嗰度。
He is over there. He's.
你有冇听到
he
同埋
is
嘅简略式？讲英文嘅时候
，is
呢个字时时都会被缩减。由而家开始，我哋唔会再俾提示，除非有特别嘅提示。请你留意听。同埋讲呢啲简略式，而家再讲一次，佢系喺嗰度。
He's over there. He's over there.
而家学下讲有关一位女士嘅时候，应该用边个字
？Listen and repeat. She is over there. She.She is. She's. She's over there.
讲我太太，佢系喺嗰度。
My wife, she's over there.
而家讲佢系喺呢度。讲紧嘅系有关一位男士。
He's here. He's.
讲同埋佢系喺嗰度。讲紧嘅系有关一位女士。
And she's over there. She's.
而家调转头两个字嘅先后次序，问下我佢系唔系喺嗰度？讲紧嘅系有关一位女士。
Is she over there? Is she?
试下回答唔系，佢系喺呢度。
No, she's here.
加强语气问嗰个系边个
？Who's that？
回答系我先生。
It's my husband. It's
问下嗰位女士佢先生想饮乜嘢？
What would your husband like to have to drink?
Try to ask him what he wants to drink. He is 指 his husband.
What would he like to have to drink? What would he like to have to drink?
你记唔记得点样讲？我想饮一啲茶。
I'd like some tea. I'd like some tea.
用一个类似嘅简略式，试下讲，佢想饮一啲茶。记住，你讲紧嘅系一位男士。
He'd like some tea.He'd like some tea.
或者水。
Or water. Water. Or water.
试下讲，佢想饮一啲水。佢是指一位女士。
She'd like some water. She'd like some water.
现在想象下你自己在美国的一间酒店房间里面，有人敲你的门，听下你应该怎样回应。然后跟住讲
Who is it? Who is it?
当你直接问对方是边个的时候，讲
Who is it?
是有礼貌过讲
Who is that?
再问一次，是边个？
Who is it? Who is it?
现在学下怎样讲请入嚟。
Listen and repeat.
Please come in. In. Come. Come in. Please come in. Come in, please.
请记住
please
呢个字可以用喺句子嘅开头。亦可以用在句子的最后讲请入嚟。
Please come in. Come in, please.
现在这位男士介绍他的太太给你识，你应该讲好高兴见到你。
Listen and repeat.
Pleased to meet you. Meet.Meet. To meet you. Pleased. Pleased. Pleased to meet you.
请注意
pleased
嗰个字嘅尾音
d
冇发音，然后
meet you
呢两个字嘅尾音连埋喺一齐，再讲一次，好高兴见到你。
Pleased to meet you. Meet you.
有礼貌咁话，请入嚟。
Please come in. Come in, please.
问下对方佢想饮乜嘢。
What would you like to drink?
问你太太呢？英文直接的翻译是仲有你太太。
And your wife?
佢想饮乜嘢
？What would she like to drink?
美国人自我介绍的时候，通常都先讲自己的名，然后讲自己的姓。如果照这样讲法，一位女士应该怎样自我介绍她的名字？洪华林。
I'm Wah Lam Hong. I'm Wah Lam Hong.
佢话好高兴见到你。
Pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you.
好高兴见到你，洪太。洪太。
Listen and repeat. Mrs. Hong. Mrs. 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 Hong.
通常你称呼一位结咗婚嘅女士嘅时候，你应该讲佢嘅姓，加上称呼佢
Mrs.
话俾洪太听，你好高兴见到佢，请你讲佢嘅姓同埋太呢个称呼。
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hong.
而家学下点样讲洪先生。
Listen and repeat.
Mr. Hong. Mr. Mr.
试下用英文讲洪先生。
Mr. Hong. Mr.
而家佢话佢系我先生，佢讲紧嘅系洪先生。
He's my husband. Husband.
你估佢应该点样讲？洪先生系我先生。
Mr. Hong is my husband. Mr. Husband.
想象下你自己是广东人，同太太一起去美国考察商务，然后你会同
Jones
依家人见面，你应该怎样同
Jones
先生打招呼？怎样讲他的姓同埋称呼他先生
？Hello, Mr. Jones. Hello, Mr. Jones.
美国人妇女通常都会用先生的姓，记住他们有这样的习俗。现在试下怎样跟
Jones
先生的太太打招呼。
Hello, Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Mrs. Jones.
他说请入来。
Please come in. Come in, please.
现在他问你住在哪里。
Listen and repeat.
Where do you live? Live. Live. You live. Where do you live?
讲你住
，You live。
试下讲我住
，I live。I live。
而家
Jones
太问你住喺边度
？Where do you live?Where do you live?
假如你住在香港，请你听下应该怎样回答他的问题，然后跟着讲。
In Hong Kong. Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
请留意这个名字的英文发音。现在听下我住在香港。怎样讲？然后跟住讲。
I live in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong.
在这个句子里面，那个
in
字意思是在这解。再讲一次，我住在香港。
I live in Hong Kong.
现在问他是不是住在这里。
Do you live here? Do you live here?
他应该怎样回答？是，在公园大道。
Yes, on Park Avenue. On Park Avenue.
试下问你先生是不是都住在这里。
Does your husband live here too? Does he live here too?Does he?
他应该怎样简短地确定地回答这个问题？
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
试下告诉我听，他都是在这里。
He's here too.He's here too.
我哋住喺呢度。
Listen and repeat.
We live here. We live. We live here.
讲，我哋住喺呢度。
We live here.
讲，我哋住喺香港。
We live in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong.
问，你想唔想饮啲嘢？
Would you like to have something to drink?
试下讲想，我哋想饮啲嘢。
Yes, we would like to have something to drink. 'd like to have something to drink.
问下各位男士，佢想饮乜嘢？
What would you like to drink?
讲，我哋想饮一啲茶。
We'd like some tea. We'd like some tea.
试下问你太太是不是都要茶？
Does your wife want tea too? Does your wife want tea too?
你应该怎样简短地确定地回答这个问题？
Yes, she does.Yes, she does.
现在说，我先生和我。
My husband and I.
想喝一些水。
Would like some water.
各位男士应该怎样说，他想喝一些水。 佢讲紧嘅系有关佢太太。
She'd like some water. She'd like some water.
但系我想饮一啲葡萄酒。
But I'd like some wine.
而家想象下，你嘅名系洪华林，你而家喺美国嘅一间酒店房间里面。你和你先生都在这里等着一位你们从来未见过面的做生意朋友，现在对方在这里敲门，问下是谁。
Who is it? Who is it?
对方自我介绍，就是那位你们等着的做生意朋友，你开门的时候应该说什么？
Please come in. Come in, please.
佢入咗嚟，跟住回应佢讲嘅嘢。
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
I'm Matthew Jones. I'm Matthew Jones.
适当咁回应佢，然后请你自我介绍。
Pleased to meet you. I'm Hua Lam Hung. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Jones. I'm Hua Lam Hung.
你和你屋企人住在香港，照这个事实回答他下一个问题。
Where do you live in China? Where do you live?
We live in Hong Kong. We live in Hong Kong.
问下佢住喺边度。
Where do you live? Where do you live?
I live here in New York.
而家佢问洪太。你先生而家系唔系喺呢度？请你帮佢讲。
Mrs. Hung, is your husband here now? Is
同埋
not
嘅简略式，简短咁否定咁回答。
No, he isn't.I'm sorry he isn't here.
在这个时候又有人敲门，问下是谁。
Who is it?
你先生说是他，用
it
这个字话是我先生。
It's my husband. It's my husband.
你开门俾你先生入嚟，讲
Jones
先生系喺呢度。
Mr. Jones is here。
讲
Jones
先生，我先生洪肯。
Mr. Jones, my husband Ken Hung.Mr. Jones, my husband, Ken Hung.
他们互相握手，这种是在美国很普遍的见面礼貌。他们跟着说什么？
Pleased to meet you.
现在第十九课已经上完了。
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.